We're going to go for a little bit of a walk through Mark. And so if you'll go to St. Mark, please. Chapter 4. Mark, chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 1. Father, we need eyes to see. We need ears to hear. And a spirit, anointed of your spirit, to hear what you are speaking to us today. In Jesus' name. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen. A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed that fell along the path, the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root." If you don't have that part underlined, it would be well to maybe underline, "They had no root." Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Again, other seeds fell among thorns. It might be wise again to coordinate the reality that thorns can create a problem for you. Amen? Verse 8, still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, and even 100 times. So now, you've got several scenarios. Notice that the average person who would listen to this might not catch on. Because this is the part that I think sometimes we fail to see clearly. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, its implication is that some do not have ears. They may have physical ears, but they don't hear. And if you're trying to teach somebody that doesn't have any spiritual concepts, you're going to hit your head against the cement wall. So it might be wise to just remember there's a plan. Verse 10. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parable. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you." I want you to repeat that. Say, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to me." Digest that one. "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to me, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Who is he talking about?
The unbeliever.
The unbeliever. Is he preaching to the chosen generation? Is he preaching to the chosen generation?
Yes.
Who's he teaching? Who is he preaching to?
Us.
His disciples.
His disciples, he's explaining. But the parable is given to the whole crowd, correct? Began to teach along the lake. The crowd that gathered around him, verse 1, was so large that he got into a boat. So here's a whole group of people. They're all hearing the words, but some are designed to hear and some are designed not to hear. Is he bashing his head against the wall, trying to teach them something they can't contain? Why? He knows the ones that are supposed to understand will. But some, you can talk till the cows come home. And like last week, they're going to moo. And they're going to go right where God tells them to, yet with no purpose except to be slaughtered. And in my understanding of the kingdom, very few are willing to pay the price to go higher. They want a comfortable, easy chair Christianity with everything, with celebrations and hoopla's every day, 7 days a week. Otherwise, they get angry with God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I'm not trying to make it hard on you. I'm trying to give you an understanding of who you are. The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to us. You are a rare breed.
Amen.
All right. Verse 13. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them." Is the stealer on the job in those that you talk to? Is it intended of God to get you to straighten out and maybe talk for the real reasons that you need to speak and less to try to force an issue? And to listen before you speak to the one who's inside of you saying, "Don't waste your breath."
Amen.
How many got caught expounding on something to someone this week and it just died and you knew it was dying before you opened your mouth? Before you opened your mouth, put your hand up. Put your hand way up. You need to be able to see what you have done. You are not listening to the deceiver, or are you? See, we listen to the deceiver too, because we're trying to get a point across and we're trying to shove something into somebody that is not intended for the kingdom. We want them all in the kingdom.
Amen.
Did Jesus say some of them were supposed to be out? Yeah. Will they still be saved? Yeah, I believe they will be. But you see, last week's message and this week's are tied together. I had no idea about where we were going this morning. I said, "God, what do you want?" He says, "Go to Mark 4. I says, "Okay." He says, "As you are teaching, I will put words in your mouth." And that's what I depend on him. Not, if I depend on me, we're all in trouble. Because I'll do it my way, and then you will gain zero. But if we do it his way, the seeds will not be wasted. Won't that be cool? You'll get a harvest. Say, "I'm ready for a harvest, Lord."
I'm ready for a harvest, Lord.
Hallelujah. Verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. It's the word that is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them, in them, in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, you got it? Since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes, oh, if you're expecting me to be like all the other Christians, I got to make sure that everybody looks at me and they see me like the rest so that I will fit in. Because if I get rejected one more time, I think I'll give up my Christianity. So I'll wiggle and do whatever I have to in order to fit in. Yeah. Who are you listening to? You're trying to fit in. Who's the author of the fitting in? You. I don't like it. My heart is to say to you, do the utmost to believe and receive what you receive from him and give out the seeds to those that have been prepared. Do less advertising and more obedience. When trouble or persecution comes, because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life. I just described one of the worries of this life. I want to make sure everybody sees that I fit in. I want to make sure that I fit in so that I don't get any more what?
Rejection.
Ah. And the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Other things. Your own goal about your future is one of those other things. Well, I don't like where I've been for the past 6 months. I'm not comfortable with what I'm experiencing. Isn't that all about me? Okay. And I'm not criticizing you. I've been there and I still go there. What am I depending on? I'm depending on him to give me his mind. Am I a new creation? Part-time? The word says I am full-time, but I see my soul pushing and shoving to get its own way. Because I like comfort. Verse 20. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. What are we depending on? An explosion. Are we going to be prepared for that explosion when it comes? My heart says that, you know, many Christians count numbers, they count the values of the system. Oh, well, I belong to a place where there's thousands every week. And they advertise. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's where they're at. But I can tell you this. When I was in the other church, we had hundreds every week. No one grew up. I saw them fall away as soon as the persecution came. And as soon as it hit home, and they had to give up something for more than a few years, they ran. They put their tail between their legs and they ran. It wasn't comfortable. And I said to the Lord, what is going on? And he said, didn't I tell you some would never be able to go through what I've allowed you to taste? I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. Because I want you to see the pattern, son. Jesus was born in a stable with animal poop everywhere. What a wonderful way to bring a king. He's then shipped off to Egypt, the occult capital of the world. You wouldn't want to go there. Oh, no, Kim, I don't want to go to the occult capital of the world. But God sent him there. He had an upbringing in that space for a while. We don't know the numbers. Then he was sent over to Nazareth. Oh, my God. That was like the pits of the pits. You see, because there were so few Jews that were really dedicated to the law in Nazareth that it was really called a foreign country within the boundaries of Israel. And God would choose to let him be brought up over there. He becomes a rabbi, and they can't stand his guts. And you've said you'd like to be like him. Rejected. Consistently. And when the miracles started to happen, even his family turned against him. John chapter 7. You want to go ahead and show off? Go ahead, show off. It's what his brothers told him. And you've said you want to be like the one that died on that cross. That's the commitment you made. As soon as the dying process takes place, we want to find some shelter and get comfy. Amen? Take a deep breath. Say, Lord, let me really see what you've chosen for me. And then depend on your grace and your favor to get me through. Because I want to be like you. Yet I don't like what you went through. See, that's why sometimes you can open your eyes. Sometimes when we take a moment to reflect what he went through, and we sing this song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. I remember when I had this song coming back into my heart, and all hell had broken loose against me. Insults had come in every direction, and I kept saying, God, what are you doing? And he says, you wanted to be like me. And I hate to say what I said, because it would be expletive deleted. I didn't sign up for this. Yes, he said you did. Okay? It's called crucifixion.
Amen.
Come on. See, if we don't take that cross and carry it, and we drop it on the ground, it's not the end of the world. We pick it back up again.
Amen.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you today. The Word of God is in you. You can handle this message. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made it here. You can go forward by choice. But more than anything else, you are the type of individuals that God has chosen to knock on your brother's knee and say, would you pray for me? I need help today. And not be ashamed to say, I need help today. Not to be afraid to say, I'm lonely today. Would you spend time with me? Even if it's 10 minutes on the phone.
Amen.
It takes humble pie to pick up the phone and say, I'm hurting.
Amen.
But when you do it, instead of looking at the rear view mirror of what you went through, look out the front windshield and say, God has got a plan for my life. Try it on for size. Close your eyes. Say, God has got me focused on a big windshield. And I want to go forward. If I sneak into the rear view mirror and look back at all the hurt, I get discouraged quickly. And I get depressed. And the poor me's come to visit. And I welcome them without even realizing it. Depression visits. Hopelessness comes to visit. And then I don't want to do anything. Anything. Of any kind. I just want to crawl in bed. Put the pillow over my head and make believe that no one knows where I am. My step of faith is to cry out for help and to pick up the phone and get some prayer. Get a direction, even if there's a U-turn. Get me back on track. Including those that are heading for a crash. I'll lift them up now. In Jesus' name. If they haven't got the courage to call me, give me the word of knowledge to call them. And keep them out of a big accident. They have the life of Christ available to them, just like it is for me.